Chapter 14, where does judgment begin 2024? Oh, this is a big one. You got to buckle your seatbelts for this one. It's a big one, man. It's a big one. It was scary for me when it came up. It was scary. Chapter 14, where does judgment begin 2024? Judgment for me begins with my big mouth. My brain doesn't know it yet until my ears hear what my mouth just said. You are a company owner. How do you run a company without judgment? We better learn. Matthew 7, you hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Let me introduce you, as I did myself, to the word assessment. Assessments have solutions. Judgment is a dead end. No solution. We begin with knowing God, though. We got to start there. And He is sovereign, has always been, and will always be. Who told me that? Isaiah 46. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Dude, he just told you right here he can tell the future. Ancient times, what is still to come. He just told you right here. He's the dude. He's it. He's the end all be all. This is the guy. He said it right there. I didn't make it up. I'm just telling you what it says. What's that mean? Just what it says. He is God. So for me, I started to realize there's no time to judge. No time. I don't have any time. The only time I have is to do. Do and do well. All right, let me explain. Am I living in the last days of a world lost in deception, where the enemy inspires dissension, division, and incomprehensible destruction in relationships between men, countries, nations, families? Is that where I'm living? What do you think? Isaiah 5:19. They even mock the Holy One of Israel and dare the Lord to punish them. Hurry up and punish us, O Lord, they say. We want to see what you can do. They say that what is right is wrong, and what is wrong is right. That black is white and white is black, bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. Is this the end times? You tell me. The Democratic Convention is offering free abortions and vasectomies outside the convention center in the name of freedom, America, and democracy. Am I judging? No. I'm assessing a situation by learning what was foretold by God and written for all to see. 1 Thessalonians 5. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Assessment? Hey, you know, I thought of something yesterday. If the rapture happened today, if Jesus came and took his church back today, the end of the entire world would be in 7 years. If he took the church today and the 7 years tribulation happened, it would be 7 years. That's what the book says. It'd be over in 7 years. What would happen? Things would happen. Revelation 22, first of all, know this. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming. People who testify, who believe this, they say, yes, I am coming soon. Ephesians 6:12. What gets in the way of that? Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We're hunted. Look at this world. Look at what's going on right now. We're hunted and sold a bill of goods against God, Scripture. Even history itself is being twisted up and replaced by false doctrine that replaces the blood of Christ, the history of God, Israel, and America. 2 Timothy 4:3, it says it's coming, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. That means they're not going to put up with the truth. They're not going to put up with the truth. Instead, it goes on to say, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. I've read about that in 1st, 2nd Kings. I've read about people that just tell the king whatever he wants to know. 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 4. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. The tools of the spiritual realm are different than the tools of the flesh. Manipulation and power and strength and positioning, all that doesn't work in the spiritual world. Prayer, discernment, the Word of God, fellowship, correct fellowship, an understanding. Jesus is the only thing we don't know about, and we believe it. Everything else, we have to believe it after we're proven that it works right. You have to prove to me that a Chevy's better than a Ford, and then I'll buy it. You have to prove to me a Ford's better than a Chevy, and then I'll buy it. But with Jesus, I believe first, and then I learn about Jesus after. This is nuts. In our business, we fire somebody in an emotional outburst, thrash another in the effort to prove a point, attack relationships, and we can't stop. Judgment. Blah! By golly, I'm in charge. James 3:6. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Did you dig that? How are you going to fight that with manipulation?
I think I'm going to position myself so that, you know what? I own 3 properties. I'm worth about $1 million. I think what I'm going to do here is take control.
What? The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All bad, man. Void of solution, understanding, and compassion, God is replaced by self-will. Well, maybe. Is it self-will? Whose will could it possibly be if it wasn't yours and it's not God's? 1 Timothy 4, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. That sounds bad. Where are we living? Look at the world. The real news, the fake news, the any news, it's all the same. Again, I don't have any time. You don't have any time. I don't know. You got time for judgment? Sit around and decide what to judge? I got to pay attention, man. Nobody knows when it ends. But the world as we know it today, it will end. And the signs in prophecy are happening right now. Scripture is clear. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. Without God, man, anything goes. And with God, replaced by man, oh, wow. Without God, anything goes. And with God, replaced by man, there will be a day of harsh reckoning. I remember the moment that realization blanketed my head, like it fell on my head. It's just like, wow. I imagined what could happen with my arrogance in the face of God. What would happen with my arrogance? I believe I am all that, and then I die. What would God say to me? Oh, when I read this, it scared me. People say you got a scary God. Duh. It's scary. The road's narrow. Check this out. Do you want to be on the other end of this? Job 38, verse 3. It begins, God speaking. Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Do I want to be on the other end of that question? If I'm so smart, did I do all that? No, I don't want to be on the other end of that one. May I never forget that scripture or the next, if that one's not scary enough. Ah, I had to pick a very bad judgment call by Lucifer. The worship leader of heaven, he began his life. Or existed from the beginning. God called him on it, though. God called him on his bad judgment call. But like all of us, he remained stubborn in his convictions. Yep, he remained stubborn in his conviction. And then judgment. Isaiah 14, God speaks to Satan. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Ooh, that scripture sounds like the world is doing the same. Saying the same, acting the same, with no right to do so. I think I've made the point there. Is there bad judgment or good judgment? No, there's not bad or good judgment. I think he's got good judgment. There's no good judgment. I've never seen any indication of that. All judgment is a bitter consequence for the one being judged. It seems to be all bad. Judgment, it seems, is, not seems, judgment, clearly, is a tool only the Lord is qualified to use. And it's final, horrible, and forever. Satan made his move, and so did the people, the angels that followed him. Jude 5:7. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness. Bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. Look, judgment doesn't seem to pay well, does it? Matter of fact, the consequences are harsh and forever. I thought to myself many years ago, this corporate thing's a microcosm of power. And when people become too powerful on the top, the whole thing gets top heavy and falls over. It crashes into financial ruin. I watched it. At the beginning of my career, I watched it globally. Lives were torpedoed. And then I thought, this happened to mankind. This has happened to all of mankind before. And oh my God, it's going to happen again. Same problem. Genesis 6:9. God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. Well, he did it. That was the first time. Is it coming again? Scary. It has been foretold. Judgment. Again, who has the time? God says, make the assessment and bring people in. If I don't, I'm on the hook for it. So let's say I'm running out of time. I'm so busy judging everybody. The world is coming to some kind of a weird end, and that doesn't look good. What happens? God says, go out and tell people. How's it sound? Ezekiel 3. I say to the wicked. When I say to the wicked, he tells me in this scripture, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die. And you, Pat, give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. That same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Can you dig that? When I tell the wicked you're going to go and you don't go over there and say, look, the guy's telling it right. God is God. You gotta listen. You remember Jonah and the whale? The way I see it, God provides transportation, right? Jonah didn't want to go tell Nineveh that they were sinners, but he did. And he told them the wrath of God is real. And they repented for 100 years. They were okay. And Nineveh was the worst war zone They were hideous to people, especially the people that they conquered. Hideous. But this scripture, let's say, here it is. But, it says in verse 19, yet if you warn the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness, if you warn the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your soul. That means you're okay, dude. That means you're okay. You gave him the warning. 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 You get it? You gave him the warning. So you're off the hook. So answer the question, where does judgment begin? Now I know that somebody is moving because their mute is not on. Please check your mute, all of you, even if you think you're muted. So answer the question, where does judgment begin? Well, at the end of assessment, where there is no more solutions. That's an easy way to remember it, but it's going to get worse in a minute. I'm going to give you a real easy way to remember it. But at the moment, at the end of assessment, if you're not assessing anymore, there's no more solutions. In such cases, why does that happen? In such cases, I'm not tied to the scripture. That's what. When I'm spending a lot of time, you know, I'm not making assessments anymore. I'm making judgments. I'm not tied to the scripture, prayer, or correct fellowship. I've distanced myself from the word and the Lord, and now it's all me, baby, until it's not. Look, we have to make assessments. People have to change. Relationships have to change. Making assessments and how we do that in the Lord requires a lot of prayer. Otherwise, we do it half, as they say, half cocked, and our mouth starts moving. You remember the three D's, right? Dissension, division, and deliverance. Dissension leads to division. Oh, yeah, it does. Well, I don't think I like the bad. Division. Dissension. Then division. I ain't doing it. You're out of here. And then God himself must deliver me, you, all of us, from the problem I created. And then I thought about that. That happens in companies all the time. I come in, we talk about God, and they get fixed, and then they go back to their old ways, and some time passes, and things don't work out as well. God and discernment, even though it's difficult, yes. Well, what about in the world? I saw that it happens a microcosm in these companies, and then I looked at the world. The world, like these companies, will come to a bitter end. What will happen then? Daniel 2:44, in the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all the kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. That is the end of the tribulation. If God came right now and took you and the church, took you, you are the church, that could be 7 years away. When you think about it like that, it's crazy. Deliverance. God says here he will deliver his people. He'll make the government. He'll crush all of the nations that are squabbling right now. Jesus came to save sinners like you and me. And this doctrine is put to shame by the world. It is treated as a disgusting artifact by an invented God. People say that we made up God for a weak people who had no mind. Don't be deceived. That is a lie. And the world wants you to believe that God is just invented by weak people. Oh, yeah, we're weak, all right, and we need God. That's for sure. That's a half-truth. The whole truth is that God is real. John 13:20, very truly I tell you, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. Very truly I tell you, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. And whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. Amen. That was said by God. Whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. And whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. Jesus said, if you believe me, you believe in God. Be busy assessing and promoting change for the better in God's manner. Be busy assessing and promoting change for the better in God's manner, not the monkey business of judging this, that, and the other thing. That's the side of mayhem and anarchy. Matthew 24:3-8, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of birth pains. You recognize that in the news? The world is taking a turn, probably not coming back. Is anybody paying attention here? Be paying attention. Like I said, just like CEOs that don't believe the end, so is the world. Neither did anybody in the day of Noah believe the end was coming. No different than these CEOs I see, and they believe they got another way out there, and they don't. Matthew 24:39. They knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Don't waste any time. Was God counseled before the end of Noah? Many people might say, yeah, I prayed and this is what happened. I, Patrick, personally learned quickly in the beginning that when I pray, I got to make sure I listen for the answer. Not the answer I want, listen for the answer that God gives me. And in discernment, make sure it's definitely the God of the Bible that I'm praying to, not one I made up that's kind of convenient to me, right? James 4:13, you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. If the Lord wills. That's a way better to live your life than whatever I thought of, God's will, I'm praying about it. Give me the strength to do what just came in my head and blah, blah, blah. What is that song by Queen? We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting. Come on. Let's wake up. Where does judgment begin? You want to know the truth? You want to know the stark, harsh truth that I have watched over the years? Where does judgment begin? It begins in the black heart of Satan, and it ends in the mouth of God. Don't get stuck in between. Keep your mouth under control, I say to the mirror. Keep your mouth under control. Oh, yeah. Let me say it again. Very dramatic, wasn't it? Where does judgment begin? It begins in the black heart of Satan, and it ends in the mouth of God. Don't get stuck in between. Keep your mouth under control, I say to the mirror every day. Stay busy, my friends, in the fields of the Lord. Stay busy in the fields of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Kids, this is not the happy, gay time. I'm watching on TV, the happy gay time. Vote on the side of God. Not about politics anymore. It's not about Democrats and Republicans. It's about good and evil. Don't believe the lies. We have to do while we're here the work of the Lord. We have to do while we're here. That's what we're commissioned to do. To tell people, cut it out. Come on, you're going to get yourself in trouble here for a long, long time, like forever. I said that in here. It's not that hard to do, but it seems like it. Judgment means you don't have to do anything anymore. You don't have to do anything. When you fire somebody, leave them with their dignity. You got a lot of power out there. Leave people with their dignity. How do you do that? You have to be in a praying man. Well, I don't believe in all that. You know, I try to do a balance of everything. Come on, stop with the insanity. There's only a few of us left that really get the picture. Everybody else has invented gods all over the place. But 1 Corinthians gives me, hello, 1 Corinthians verse 15. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen, amen. John, let's get on to it. Chapter 14, where does judgment begin? 2024. That's harsh, but it's good. Solid, man. Solid. You can bet your life on it. Chapter 14, where does judgment begin? 2024. Johnny!